How much did we spend total?
That's a tough
total,
question.
Total, we kind of did the math. Hotel. Sheesh! Mírame, mírame, bien pinche chula. Just kidding. Folonga vibes, AF. Horror movie and chill or not, babe?
Action movie and chill.
October 1st is around the corner.
Literally.
You know what that means.
4 or 5 days away. What does that mean, babe?
Bruja vibes.
Hold on.
Scary movie vibes.
I'm not even.
Do you hear all them ding, ding, dings?
Dice la gente ahí de la gente joven. I'm not even capping right now.
Capping.
I
don't think they say that anymore, babe.
I've got to turn these notifications on. I just posted something on Exphobia Night on Instagram.
Which, in case you don't follow it, go follow it just so you guys can keep up with our first ever Lily and Bay event,
which happens
to be a Halloween party. If you know, you know the vibes. But follow it at Exphobia Night on Instagram. Mm-hmm. Mondo, because he's the one doing this. In charge of posting, keeping you guys updating, posting hype videos. A little bit of everything. Okay. I'm super excited. The time is getting closer. I finally have a little bit of mental clarity.
Oh, yeah.
From everything that we've had going up until this point to focus on the Halloween event coming up. ¿Qué pasó? ¿Por qué te levantas? So I'm starting to get excited. And fun fact, I was just telling Mando right now that today I feel like super ready for the podcast, because I'm not gonna lie, for the past few weeks we've been so full of things to
como do siempre,
like
say.
Always
like
but,
always
like always which I, you guys know cuando hay ideas que you just have so much going on that you don't have no mental clarity, headspace to think about the next thing, and our next thing always the podcast. So yeah, for the past few weeks I haven't been at my energy 100. I haven't been 100. I've been on the podcast like 60%. Well, yeah, apenas pushing it to 60, 50. Right.
So but we got 100% Lily Bay, right?
Ando al 100 sasso. Okay.
My bad, you guys. I was making
pasadito
sure
de lanza.
That the audio was working, cameras. It's because every single time that we record, I have to take this set down and put it back. But we got some good news. The studio is what you would say.
That shit looks badass.
It looks badass in there. I would say it's like 70% done.
Get 70.
I mean, you still need wallpaper and backdrop, lighting, AC. 70% done. Super excited about that. So it'll be more of a mental clarity to do the podcast versus now I got to set up.
Yeah, everything will be
down.
Set up.
Es un pinche desmadre. Es un desmadre.
Pero I just wanted to talk a little bit more about that podcast room. So we came to the living room, I want to say, like a month ago.
A month ago, yeah.
Right?
Which you were not a fan of.
I love the vibes. Don't get me wrong. Pero
it's not long term.
It's not long term. Well, number one, Mando has to take, if you guys see behind the camera, two big lights in front of us.
Yeah.
Three tripods with three cameras, cords all over the place, a recorder down there, the two
up
mics.
Lights.
Up lights behind us. So obviously I'm not going to keep this up in my house every day with my
for
OCD
sure.
ass, right? So Wanda has to take it down, put it back up, take it down, right? So for the past month, our podcast room has been, at first, not under construction. Uh-huh. Mando would say it was, but really
delayed.
Nothing was getting started. It was just super hot in there. We left everything in there. Until one day, what happened? ¿Quién se puso las pilas?
Me. You.
Guys.
Why are you always bashing me?
No.
God,
I'm not saying.
Darn it. No,
I was like, I was just saying one day me puse las pilas and I was like, bro, are we going to do this room or not?
No cap.
Right? Because honestly, I was waiting. You guys know this is Mando's baby. Yes or no?
Yes.
This is yours, babe.
Right.
Tú mandas aquí, chiquillo. En otras partes no, pero aquí sí mandas. So I'm like, okay, let me see what plans he got for the podcast room. Pasaron 2, 3 semanas, 4. Nada. Who says that?
George.
Nada.
Pero anoche, George.
So I finally was like, yo, you're going to do this room or what? More of the story, we ended up coming to a conclusion that we just needed to do the whole thing. Because
we
kept kind of squishing ourselves into the little prop that Mando did, which looked badass on camera.
For a little
fine.
Bit.
But after a while, like, we want to do more. We want to bring out more. And we just don't have, we just didn't have it set up in there correctly.
Yeah.
So I'm like, let's do it and let's do it right. It, a lot of you guys don't know, unless you guys saw our old house tour or the house tour, that room was unfinished. Se miraba the brick wall. It was exposed. And anyways, it had a lot of little things, like the electrical poles were exposed, like everything. Yeah. It was like super, como si fuera car garage, something like that, right? So it didn't give you like zen vibes in there at all.
And of course, Lily needs her zen vibes when she does anything. Finished. She even cleaned my room to get zen vibes, I guess, for me.
Yeah, right? Yeah, it's because I know you're super busy, so I'm like, let me clean my baby's room, pobrecito. Tu closet es otro pedo, eso no lo voy a tocar yo, because you gotta clean something
okay,
around
babe,
here.
Okay, babe, let's get to the point. You're
the one who went back to your closet and stuff. So yeah, we finally hit up our boys to come, finish it off, put sheetrock, finish the wall, smooth, no texture, por favor. And it's up this weekend. We're gonna be out of town, shush,
which is in the whole nother subject about
that. I hit up my cousin, he paints. Mm-hmm. Shout out to Junior, he's gonna come paint.
Not Prime. Ache, right?
Not Junior Ache.
Oh, okay.
Better than Junior Ache. And yeah, so hopefully we'll come back Monday and we could probably record something quick.
Yeah,
it won't be to how we want it, but it's gonna be
ready.
It's going to be like 99% done. Yeah. We'll just be missing the damn wallpaper at that point, right? Mm-hmm. A ver, ¿quién va a poner el wallpaper? Porque yo no sé.
That's a whole nother subject. But you guys, moving on from that subject, oh, okay. Because
little bit, shut up.
We it. Did not come on this podcast to talk about podcast
things.
Sorry,
I have too much
energy. I do want
right
to tell you guys that in a few hours, well, it just depends whenever you're watching this, X-Phobia Night. Mm-hmm. Tier one tickets are coming out on sale. Like Lily Bay said earlier, literally like 3 minutes ago, there's like so much weight off my back now that we announced the date. We literally just announced the location. There's so much more announcements, but the biggest announcement was already done a couple days ago. And the support you guys that we received on that last
crazy
video. You're talking about 200K on a reel of a new account. It's just insane. That was crazy. Like, I was like, and I was mind blown by that. Like, how much love that first video received. Then I posted another one, and that got a shitload of love. And I just posted one right now, and my notifications, I had to turn them off because my phone was going crazy. So, you guys, I'm so excited to see
what's about to go down.
I better,
I think... So it's the first event that Mando and myself ever throw.
Yeah, completely, right.
We've said in the past that we want to get into doing random events like this, right?
Right.
You guys know we love to party. Sheesh. Okay, but anyways, I just thought about something. I think it's going to be the first big event where everybody gets to party with us plus our friends.
Okay.
Like, for real. Like party.
Announced.
Yeah, announced. Like, this is a party, bro. It's going to be a party.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I told people on my live, I want to have the banda. I want to go down there and
live
dance.
For sure, yeah.
Banda, I want it
for
to
sure.
be un pinche party, yeah. Not like anything else.
Yeah.
Right? It's going to be badass.
And like we've said millions of times, and I'm not going to keep talking about the same thing over and over, but we made it the middle ground, the middle of the United States. So if you're in Chicago, you're in Florida, you're in Cali, you could just fly there versus being in Florida and having to fly all the way to Cali. Yeah. You'll think about it. It's a little harder. And I don't know why, but flights to Houston are super cheap for the most part. So I want to see you guys there.
Yeah.
The tickets are on sale for the people watching at 11 o'clock this morning. On Wednesday, I'm going into the future there, but the tickets will be on sale Wednesday at 11 a.m., Wednesday, September 27th, I'm sorry, and they'll be ready. I'm ready for you guys. I can't wait to see how everything plays out.
Yeah, actually, tonight we have to buy our tickets for that.
Flight, yeah.
Look for hotels, Airbnbs, wherever the hell we're staying. So that's a whole nother subject right there.
I'm excited,
I need an assistant.
We're looking for an assistant
for real, full-time. Make it a career. Be with Lily and Bae all the time. Potentially even travel with us. Yo, our new assistant should go to our thing with us, no?
Pues sí, pues it's going to be our assistant. She's got to help out, or he's got to help out.
Can you imagine this position?
That's lit.
It's going to be lit. Whoever gets this position, I hope you guys really enjoy the ride with us, because we're all over the goddamn place, but it's fun.
And like she said, we're going out of town this weekend, surprising Lily Bae. So I'm going to vlog all that and show you guys all the behind the scenes.
Just kidding.
So I went to Best Buy the other day. Shout out to Best Buy. I just got the brand new DJI drone. Just came out. I'm going to be one of the first ones rocking it, because if you guys saw the vlogs from Mexico, my shit broke. So I had to get a new one.
Second drone.
And I don't know why I did this intentionally. I knew that a new one was coming out soon, but I didn't know it was coming out this soon. Mm-hmm. So I waited and I made it happen, and it's coming in on Thursday. We leave on Friday too. You thought I was going to say it. Daddy. But yeah. And the reason I bring this up is that I was wearing my Salud t-shirt. Shout out to Salud. They got new merch.
Oh,
with the skull in the back, the fit.
I'm going to wear mine tomorrow.
The fit on the t-shirt is badass. So I highly, highly recommend you guys go check it out. Go check out all their new products, all their new flavors. Which ones is your current
favorite flavor?
Yeah?
The yellow lemon.
Bruh. So good.
Pinche salud. Why you did this to me? So right now I'm drinking it. Literally, I'm drinking the Jamaica one.
Oh, let me get mine.
Van. Wait, can you see? No, it's too down there. Let me sip it.
You know what we don't have any more of? The kiwi. Laura Mellado's collab.
That was That's gone. Right now that we started, I'm like, am I drinking a salud? Because I got too much energy right now. Like the energy one. But Jamaica, which is what I'm drinking, does not have energy. So, or does it?
I don't know.
But anyways, don't forget to use code TCR10. I've been putting so many people on. I know, because you guys be tagging me. Again, top flavors, limonada, strawberry, Jamaica, tamarindo.
Pues todos.
For me. Those are like my top, I would say. What about you?
I'm going to go with Jamaica, number one. I love that one. And watermelon.
Watermelon?
Shout out to La Platica. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Wait. The reason
that's the Sebas collab, right?
The reason that I brought this up, I'm all over the place, is that I wore my Salud t-shirt to Best Buy. Uh-huh. And a random guy's like, hey, I've seen that brand before. And then I'm like, where'd you see it? I'll say it. He's like, oh, I saw it online. And then I went on Amazon and they were sold out. So he was like, where can I get it? I'm like, bro, go to tesalud.com, use code TCR10, tell them your boy Impromando sent you.
¿A quién les va a decir what he's ordering?
And you'll get a good discount. So you guys, use code TCR10 at checkout. Go show love. Salud is our favorite drink of the moment.
Agreed.
No cap. This in the young crowd.
No cap.
And we take it everywhere. Vacations, to the gym, everywhere.
Cool, that vibes.
Everywhere.
But anyways, when Mando told me that story, I was like, wait a minute. Somebody recognized it? Because Salud is, everybody drinks it. Anybody can drink it. But you guys know that Josh is Mexicano. So a lot of the raza, you know, drinks it, right? So I was like, we live in Tampa. Aquí no hay Latinos, unless they're Cuban or Puerto Rican or something. Pero nada que ver con Mexicanos, really, right? You guys know if you are from here. So I was a little shocked that somebody recognized it. But that was super cool. Like, I felt super cool for Josh.
Proud,
you know?
Right? Like, proud?
I felt proud for Josh. Yeah. Like, oh, shit. It's like going to China and seeing your merch out there, literally.
Literally.
Aquí no hay raza.
Because
like
Tampa
that.
Is maybe, what would you say, Latinos? It's like 10% Mexican? Latinos.
I don't know, babe. But honestly, like, still to this day, if I go to Target and I see a Mexicano, I'm like, oh, shit, cool.
Like, really?
That's how.
Like that?
Because there's nobody here. That's true. Nobody.
Well, let me be honest. When I used to live in Miami, it was refreshing to hear someone talk, I guess, Mexican with a Mexican accent. Like, you pick it up quick. You know they're Mexican, right?
I remember the first few times that I went to Arizona, LA, Texas. Mm-hmm. Specifically, I think the first place we started going was Texas, right? We would go to like super nice brunch spots. We would go to breweries, which here in Tampa, you don't
like
see.
Like in Dallas, right? Yeah.
You don't see La Raza going to breweries out here, right? And I would see, like, people like you and I there. I was like, damn, this is badass.
Cool.
Because, aquí in Tampa, I go to any brewery, casi puro americano.
Yeah.
The majority, everybody. If I go to any nicer brunch spot, igual, puro americano, you never see like Mexicanos out there. So for Josh, I felt proud when somebody recognized his.
Yeah, that's dope.
His salute stuff, you know. So I'm just saying. Anyways, okay, moving on.
Anyways, he said, Lily Bay, let's get to the meat. Let's get to the main reason we're here today.
I'm like, carne.
We had so many people ask us questions about our Jerusalem trip, our Israel trip, where'd you fly from? Like, so much information that you guys have been asking us, and we're here for it. We're going to answer all the questions, or as many as we can on today's.
Hi, Armando. Are you the one with the braces or
on
me?
Today's TCR podcast, shout out to everyone that listens to us on Spotify, Apple Music, and watches here on YouTube. I'm just shouting everyone out that watches us, and I'm just buying myself time because I think Lily Bay is looking for the questions on her phone.
Yep.
She posted a poll on Instagram, and you guys sent out questions. So I'm excited to answer and help everyone out that is planning a trip to Jerusalem or planning a trip to Israel. Oh, and talking about Mexicans, one of my favorite parts was eating El Compa Luis's tacos. They were so freaking good. Now that you talk about Mexicans all over the world,
yeah.
Shout out to El Compa Luis. If you're listening all the way from Jerusalem, shout out to you. Keep killing it. Keep making tortillas hechas a mano all the way in Jerusalem. That was badass. I was not expecting that. So shout out to your boy.
65,000 people saw.
65,000? Holy moly.
What do you think of my views, boy? Pues, ¿qué te crees? Okay.
Is that a slow day or a pretty good day?
It's a good.
Okay.
Okay. Did you ever tell the tour guide to chill out?
We didn't, like, fully tell them. You did a little bit. I was like, hey, man, relax. They're old.
Mm-hmm.
Not like that, but relax. It's a grandma. That's probably the most I said. But if I could go back in time, I would tell them from the get-go. Not to the end, not in the middle.
Yeah, tell them from the get-go.
Tell them from the get-go. And if you get a tour guide, tell these guys anywhere you go in the world. Tell the tour guide your plan, and you guys, you know, link up together, see what his plan of touring you and see your plan of getting toured. So that way there's no problems, you know? But that's one of our first times getting a tour, right? Like from someone, like me and you. Yeah, I think so. Like, we hardly ever do any tours, so we're not experienced on dealing with tour guides. So, but now we know. We learned the hard way.
I want to go. Could you tell us prices and tips? So, real quick, prices for a week, car, full rental, full insurance, $600-$700.
Yeah, por ahí, yeah.
Right? Four people fit in the car plus luggage. A week at a hotel.
About $1,000. No, a week?
A week.
Almost $2,000.
Yeah, I would say, both places were equally expensive. Yeah,
like $300 a night even. Yeah. Like,
there were cheaper ones, and I said this in one of our vlogs, pero the bedding situation was not ideal. Like, it would be two twin beds, for example, and a lot of them, the majority of them. So I don't know if maybe for them a twin bed is a full bed. That's why, like, everywhere, the hotel's two twin beds. And I needed two full beds because we were taking our grandma. True. But, you could probably find something cheaper. I just know that it might be two full twin beds for some reason. How was the food, babe?
The food was very, very good because we're used to eating Mediterranean food. We love hummus. We loved hummus. Right now, we're like at a point where we don't even want to hear the word hummus, but we love hummus. We love pita breads. We're so used to eating Mediterranean food. So if you already like Mediterranean food, you're not going to have a problem. You're going to love all the food there. But if you're not used to eating that, I don't know. Like, for example, if one of my uncles or one of your tías or someone like that has never ate Mediterranean food, they'll probably not like it as much, you know?
Okay, so I'm reading a lot of questions. Everybody asking me, how much did we spend total?
That's a tough question.
Total, we kind of did the math. Hotel, car, flights for two, food for a week, and that's about it, right? Oh, and two tours. We spent roughly about $6,300 for the whole week.
Not counting, like, random things like gifts, which you can't really, you know, budget that in because, you know, everyone has different gifts for everyone, but that's kind of close. Yeah.
Roughly about $6,300 for
damn,
people.
That's expensive.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, honestly, we never budget. Like, we don't, we honestly never know what we spend like when we go to Mexico. But it's not even close.
I know it's not even close because we don't do a $500 tour, yeah. for example. But anyways, okay, so yeah, that is officially, I guess, the price, right?
Yeah,
did I miss anything?
No, yeah, I think that's fair. Uber rides, but no, that's fair.
Yeah, because we can't, yeah. All right, is there an itinerary that you guys followed on the trip? Honestly, no. A lot of people also asked me if I used a trip advisor or what is it called? Somebody that you hire and they give you
like an agency, travel agency. Yeah.
And no, I didn't. My agency was YouTube and TikTok.
Which we did a lot of switches while we were there. Like, for example, we had planned to do like a tour one day, but we were tired. So yeah. We're like, well, you know what? Let's take a day off and we'll do it the next day.
Yeah,
you know?
But it just depends what type of vacation you want. I feel like Mondo and myself are very much the type that any vacation, I'm not trying to be rushing. I'm not trying to catch a flight every other day.
Right.
I'm not trying to unpack at one hotel to repack at another hotel. No, like, we go to relax the most that we can and get to know at least some of the major areas, and that's it. But there's some people that like doing the most, want to maybe go to 5 different cities within 5 days.
Which is respectable, but
that's
not our
vibe.
Yeah, that's
what you want to do. That's totally fine. But at least for Mondo and myself, what was the question?
Did you have an itinerary?
That's why we didn't have like a travel
agency
helping us. I kind of just look up things that I would like to go visit, places to go eat, and that's about it.
Which
go with the flow.
We took like 2 days off or 1 day off. One day we didn't really do much. We woke up at whatever time we wanted, went to go eat at the same spot we already, you know, same area we've already
went to. A little market. It was like super chill.
Yeah, it was super
relaxed. But it worked
day.
Out. Like I asked my grandma if she was okay, like I would tell her, because Mondo wanted to do, let's say, a tour the day after we toured one day and walked like 8 hours, you know.
That was a lot, yeah.
Until I was like, yo, we have my grandma, like, you got to remember that she doesn't have the same energy as us, so let's ask her how would she like to do it. And I gave my grandma the option. I was like, Bita, if you want, I know we did the tour today, but if you want tomorrow, we could do another tour, but it's going to be an all-day thing like this. Or we could take the day off tomorrow, do something chill, wake up whatever time you want. Then we'll go have a bite somewhere. We'll go walk a little bit in las marquetas para que compres tus cositas que quieras llevar. Y luego, you know, come back home, whatever. And then the next day we could do a tour again. And she was totally down for that. And that's honestly how I like to do it. Yeah. I usually like to do like something crazy and then something chill. And then something crazy and then something chill. Para cargar pilas, you know?
Yeah, because there's a lot of people that are like, pap, 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 let's get it over with. Let's do this, let's do that, let's do this. But you get tired and you end up just doing things just because you want to get it over with versus actually enjoying the moment.
Yeah, for
sure.
So,
yeah, that's what I say.
Do you think you learned something new about Jesus? I would say, yeah. Like, I never knew that there were so many different areas that different things happened in, right? I just thought, like, he was raised in this town.
Yeah.
He died here and that was it.
Yeah.
I didn't know like, Bethlehem, which is, or let's say where he was born is like an hour and a half away from where he got crucified, let's say. I didn't know that there were so many different areas.
Yeah. I just wonder how like travel back in the day used to be, like, I guess horses, maybe
camels. Mm-hmm.
But I did notice on the vlog today that it took us like an hour and a half, maybe an hour, to get from Jerusalem to Bethlehem, Palestine, where he was born, versus where he was crucified. But that's because it's two different countries, so you got to go through border towns or whatever. But if it's a straight shot, I think it's only like 3 miles away, so it's not that bad. Maybe a walk, it's kind of long, but like Lily said, I did learn that everything is not in the same place, you know. So and it was honestly amazing to be able to go everywhere in one day, you know.
Was it scary being in a whole different country? Are you gonna answer?
No, go ahead. Ladies first.
Honestly, for me, I'm never scared going into a different country at all. I don't know if I'm just being dumb, honestly, or what, but I go into it with a positive mindset, and luckily, a lot of the people around the world and a lot of the countries around the world, they know some kind of English.
Yeah.
You know? Which I think is super cool that other countries try to learn our language, right? Mm-hmm. And in our school system, they don't enforce us to learn anything. You would think they would enforce us to learn Spanish because, you know, the majority of Latino America is right here next to us in the same continent. Sorry, Mando's over here messing around again. But that's why I go into it not being scared, because I know English is usually taught everywhere.
Yeah.
And there nowadays there's Google, there's Waze, there's Google Maps, like all of that stuff works everywhere. As long as you're going somewhere that is not super remote, like in the middle of nowhere, for the most part everybody has
You'll
Wi-Fi.
Find your way in or your way out. Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm. My answer to that is yes and no. Like I was in the front seat when we were driving to Palestine. I had no idea we were going to Palestine, to another country. And the first thing you think about any country like that, you think about terrorism. So that was going through my head a little bit. Yeah. Not a lot, a little bit. Because there was parts where, like, I saw the road, and the road was, like, black. Like, something like maybe, like, a big car crash just happened, a big bomb. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, like, that was, like, a big explosion. That's what I was seeing. You know, I saw that maybe, like, 6 times throughout our drive from Jerusalem to Palestine, to Bethlehem. So that got me a little worried. Another thing that I saw a bus blown up. Did you see that?
I did see that. Did you record it?
Yeah, I think it's on the vlog. I saw it there, yeah. But I only got, like, a little piece of it. I literally, like, half a second. But I'll show you on the vlog. Okay. So you guys go check it out. We just posted 2 vlogs in regards to all our Jerusalem trip. But yeah, do I feel scared? No. At one point, I thought about something because my ignorant mind, I guess. We got to Bethlehem, Palestine, and we got to this what's it called? The store. The guy's store, right? You remember he was selling us, like, all his stuff. The first store we went to in Bethlehem. And then he's like, hey, come over here. Come follow me. I was like, okay. And he took me upstairs through, like, some little alley. And
where was I?
I don't know. Where were you? In some little alley. And upstairs there was another store. But I didn't know where he was going, you know? And the only thing I could think of is it's like, you know, you watch those movies, the terrorists, they're like, da-da-da-da-da. Like, you don't know what they're saying. And a guy with an AK-47 is about to, like, pull up on you. That's what I was thinking, because my ignorant mind was thinking about the movies and dumb shit like that.
And the news.
Yeah, yeah. I was thinking about that for a little bit, but I was like, you know what? Fuck it. We're already here. But I think the biggest thing that I take out of all this and what makes me feel safe is that when we go to different countries, the locals, they kind of don't want to get involved or get in trouble with tourists.
Yeah.
And they take care of the tourists. Anywhere we go, like, the tourists, they know we're bringing money and we're buying their things. So they take care of them. So that's why it's not a big worry. But yeah, that's my answer.
Okay, so the next question is, you mentioned your cousins helped with your grandma's trip. Did they not want to go? So that is actually something that I haven't, I've said it, but I haven't really cleared it up, let's say. So basically, my cousins and my tios, my grandma's kids, we all pitched in for my grandma's part, meaning her flight, her stay, her food, everything. I kind of got a rough estimate of how much we were going to spend per person. And let's say I said, okay, it should be $2,000 for everything. We divided that between myself plus everybody. Yeah. So everybody could feel like we all made my grandma's wish come true, and they could all feel like they were a part of it too. But and then aside from that, we paid our own things. Like, we paid all of our parts, our flights, and then some, because we didn't know it was that expensive to begin with. But yeah, they had the option to go if they wanted. Not everybody not everybody has it like that to be able to go. So they were extremely happy with at least being able to pitch in for my grandma. And like you guys saw last minute, my mom decided she was going también. But yeah, everybody had it open to if they wanted to go, they could have. Like anybody could have gone if they wanted to go. But, you know.
Yeah, we made it happen. But I was just thinking right now, kind of off subject. Mm-hmm. I know your dream vacation, your dream location is Thailand, right? Mm-hmm. What is it called? I got Bali? A brain fart. Bali, right? And you just never know. You just never know. I know you're thinking you're going to go maybe in the next year or two, you know, right?
Ideally,
right? But for whatever reason.
Are you going to take me this weekend?
No. Oh. That doesn't happen. Like, you end up being 75, 80.
You know, boy.
And you still haven't gone to Bali.
Espérate. I'm going to be real mad.
Espérate. And then there comes little Luna or little Camila. And entre, like, whoever the kids are at that point, they're like, hey, Grandma Lily Bay.
I hate you.
we want to surprise you for Christmas and take you to Bali. How, like, badass that would be.
That's what my grandma cried.
You know, like, that would be badass. And at that point, you don't know if it's Luna, Camila, Juliana, I don't know, whoever at that point is taking you. How motherfucking grateful would you be?
Yeah.
How, like, happy, how, like, you know, just those emotions that your grandma was going through.
Yeah,
you know?
For sure. I would be super excited if anybody did that. Yeah, if anybody,
that's sick.
So I just want to say shout outs to me because this was my idea. See, no,
that was your idea.
God knows. I don't know what made me think of that randomly one day. I just remember like me thinking my grandma's getting old, you know, like she's always wanted to go. You would leave it up to the kids to take grandma, you know, like her kids, but obviously no se pudo hacer for cualquier razón. So, okay, now the kids didn't do it. What about her grandchildren? You know, like, maybe we can make it happen. And I was like, no. I know it's harder for one person to make it happen, but if we all chip in, it's going to be way cheaper. So, if you guys want to do something like that, you know, bring it up to your family and see who's down. I'm sure, like, once you divide it, I think once I divided it between everybody, it was going to be like not even like $230 a person. Mm-hmm. And I told them a year
that
in advance.
That is cheap.
It's super cheap for them
in
to.
In a year.
Yeah, for them to be a part of having their mom go to Jerusalem, you know. And so the way I told them, I did a group chat. Hey, for Christmas, I want to surprise grandma with this. Who's down to pitch in? For her trip, I looked up prices. It's going to be about this much per person to chip in for me to buy her flights and everything. And I will go with her. I will, so they can feel comfortable that somebody's going. They would have felt some type of way like sending her off with like a tour guide or with a random. But I was like, me and Mondo will pay for ourselves and we'll go. We'll tour her around. We'll get everything, the tour,
and
everything.
They know we'd be traveling, so they're
and
they
now
trust
that
us,
well,
you know?
At first, if I would have told them this like 3-4 years ago, they would have been like, I don't know, Lily Bay.
You're
but
crazy, Lily Bay.
Yeah. But now they know that I've been a lot of places. I make it happen. I've taken some of my cousins, family, you know, different adventures of mine. And they see that we're okay. No pasa nada.
That's true.
They were all down. And I was like, okay, let's do it. And I told, we did it for Christmas. And fast forward to now, it happened a few weeks ago. And she lived her best life, right?
Let's go. So, podcast listeners, this is your sign to ask your grandma, or grandpa, or both.
Somebody you love. Anybody that you love, that you know you want to give something nice to them, but maybe you can't do it by yourself.
Júntate con los primos, las primas, los tíos, with everyone, and ask them, hey, grandma, what is your dream vacation? Or where would you want to go? Like, where has that? There's got to be one spot. Mm-hmm. They could say freaking, I don't know, Disney World. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know, just make it happen because life is short. Life is really short, and you just don't know. It could be gone like this. So,
yeah.
Ahí les dejo eso de tarea, Vali.
Yep. Let me see. Next question. Was Mondo's fam not interested in going?
That's a great question. And the reason that I want to answer this is that my mom nor my dad, I've never heard them say, hey, my dream is to go to Jerusalem. I've heard them say other places, but not Jerusalem. And did we tell them? We No, right?
I don't think so.
No, we didn't even tell them, like, just because, you know, it's not a dream for them. You know, we're not going
to. Well, we already know they want to go to Italy.
Right. So we're working on that one.
Yeah, yeah. So we kind of took it more like this is a trip for my grandma. Mm-hmm. And next year or whenever, we'll do a trip for his parents. Yep. Well, we said after they retired.
Yeah.
That we were going to do it for their retirement. But my suegra ended up not retiring. She was like, I might
just take my dad, no?
My mom be pissed. But supposedly next year, so yeah. Vamos a ver qué pasa. Hopefully se hace.
That's a good question. I like that.
We already
question.
Know it's going to yeah. happen, but hopefully, right? Would you say the environment was friendly out there? I would say certain areas, yeah. The majority, yes.
Yes.
I've said it before, the Holy Land, unfortunately for me, it wasn't friendly. From a 1 to 10, 10 being like the meanest people there, I would give it like a solid 6, 7.
Yeah. And mean. A 10 being
the Paris. Meanest.
Huh? A 10 being Paris.
Like, nah, Paris wasn't that bad.
All right, they're rude.
Yeah, super rude.
All right, not mean, I guess. Okay.
But we're so catered out here. Yeah, we already know, like, nah. Somebody tries us, can I get your manager? Or, you know, something, right?
Yeah, here yeah, in the yeah? US, we're so used to being Chick-fil-A, if that makes any sense.
We're so used to going to the Publix.
Yes, Publix. And
everybody's so nice, yeah. Wanting to help. Oh, my God.
Like, yeah. If someone te hace una mala cara, like Lily Bay said right now, you're asking for the manager.
You're writing and a Yelp review, Google review. I
anywhere else, bro,
les
they
vale,
don't care.
Les vale. They don't care.
They're like, you going to buy this or not?
You're going to buy this or get the fuck out of my way.
Literally, bro. Yeah. Literally.
Do you recommend people to go out there? If so, how many days? And would you go back? So personally, I wouldn't go back. That's like a once in a lifetime yeah. bucket list for me. Do I recommend for people to go out there? If you are into... If you're religious, if you're into history.
History, big time,
for
yeah.
sure, I recommend you going. I don't think that there's nothing more
with that
bigger
presence.
In history yeah. than that. And if so, how many days? I honestly think Jerusalem, you don't have to go a whole week. I think... Mm-hmm. Four or five days, you're good.
Yeah, you land.
But remember,
one day.
Yeah, you can stay there longer, but the longer you stay, the more expensive mm-hmm. your trip is gonna be, because that's how expensive the hotels are. The tours for every day tours are like $100. No, for a group, it's like $100 yeah. a person a tour, mm-hmm. give or take, right? Yeah. And it takes all day. So
yeah,
I put my phone down.
I even asked our tour guide. I was like, hey. Is this really the most expensive city in the world? He's like, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. I was like, how about Dubai? Because he's been to Dubai. He's like, Dubai has no chance in Israel. I was like, that's crazy.
I don't think that, though. I think Dubai is more expensive.
I don't know. We'll got to find out soon.
Did you feel any type of supernatural spirits or sensations, babe?
I'm not going to lie. When I went to the tomb the second time I tried to get in, and then I did get in, I did my prayer. I did, you know, what you do at church. And I did feel the Holy Spirit. I'm not even kidding.
Where like, are we, what part?
In La Tumba, the Jesus tomb.
Oh, okay, okay.
So when I kneeled down, I did my prayer. I did feel like the vibe, the energy. There you go. Not the Holy Spirit. I'm not going to be playing around with that right here. But I felt energy. I thought that was badass. And then I also felt some energy in El Monte de Tentacion, which is the Mount of Temptation up in Jericho. I don't know. It just felt like some sort of energy. I thought that was badass, but yeah.
How did you change money, or do the ATMs have a fee when you withdraw?
The ATMs do have a fee. I would only be able to take out $160 at a time at the ATM. So you can imagine those ATM fees. I think it was like a dollar, sometimes $4, depending on the ATM. So I would highly recommend take some cash and find a casa de cambio. They're all over the place, honestly, so you won't struggle on that. So take some cash, change allá, because the ATM fees are going to add up after a while. I think an ATM fee is probably like $50, but I was taking out whenever I needed. So I was never really carrying a lot of cash, which is a good thing. But yeah, that's how I was rolling out there.
Would y'all recommend paying to be in a group that travels there, or do your own thing?
No question.
Personally, I would do my own thing. Yes, 1,000%.
1,000%.
We've had a few conversations with a few people that have gone in groups, and it was, they made it worse than what they expected it to be. They wake you up super early, hurry, hurry, rush, rush everywhere. You don't really get to enjoy the moments because you're being rushed everywhere. And that's just not the type of vacation we like. We like more laid back, leisure type vacation. So definitely would recommend going on your own.
On your own, you're on your own time. You do whatever you want at whenever you want. If you want to cancel a tour, you can cancel it. If you want to pick up another tour, you can pick it up. But when you do big groups, I think it's cheaper. Which makes sense because you get a bigger package or whatever. But we did see how the big groups are carried. Like, it's a lot of them.
There's so many.
You got to literally
I counted one of them. It was like 75 people group, right?
Single file line.
I was
literally
sitting there like, because I was sitting waiting for my food.
Single file line. You can't stop. You got to keep going. Once you get to your destination, then you can stop. But we like wandering around. If Lily sees some crystals over there, she's going to want to stop.
No.
If I see, I don't know, some chocolate strawberries or something chocolate, I'm going to stop and I'm going to try it. But yeah, highly recommend getting your own tour if you can, you know?
It sounds like your tour guide gets commission from the one store he made you stop at. The fact, we did find out that that's exactly what was happening. That's why he wasn't letting my parents sit or stop. Not my parents, my grandma and my mom stop at any random store. He was like, no, wait till we get here. Hurry. But we did end up finding another tour guide that we used on the second tour. Completely different. Super nice person. Totally recommend. He does personal tours también. He pretty much does everything from my understanding. So I am going to leave his information down below. I think it's his WhatsApp.
Yeah, it's his WhatsApp. Damn. They're going to blow him up for the people that are going to go. But it's okay. It's a good thing for him. So you just got to book him in advance.
Yeah, well, let him know that you're going to post
them. Yeah, I'm going to post. First, text him right now. It's probably 6 a.m. over there. So, yeah, I'm going to text him. I'm going to let him know what's up. And, yeah, you guys, the reason I recommend this guy is because if he doesn't tour that location, he'll find a badass tour guide for you. Like what he did in Bethlehem. He got us a badass tour guide. This guy, I mean, somehow, some way got us to the front of the line. He got us to get everything bendecido. He spoke very well. So he knew people in the right places. He knew exactly where to go. He's like, man, I got a whole nother day for you guys if you guys want, which was the next day. He wanted us to go to like 6 different other places. So he's very well knowledge, the homie Ami from Israel. So I'm going to leave his WhatsApp down below, and you guys can link up with him. Just say Mando from Florida sent you, and show some love.
Yes, sir. But I think that is it, babe. Do you have anything else, or what do you have for the podcast? Because I don't even know.
That's all I had. I wanted to get as much information to you guys about Jerusalem, about Israel tonight.
To wrap it all up,
because we've been prolonging it. We've been so busy, like we always say. And this will be the last time we speak about this trip. Not in a bad way, but, you know, just closing it, because we've been prolonging it for 2 podcasts, you know?
Yeah.
But what else? Let's talk about one more thing. I don't know. Anything going on in your life, Lily Bae?
This is totally raw right now.
This is totally raw.
Like, you're going to leave this like this? Like, what are we talking about next?
Yeah.
Crickets. Super excited about this weekend. Mando is surprising me with a trip. I have no idea where.
Well, you already guessed to me where you think we're going. And you did not guess
it's
right.
It's
going
to be like our first vacation. Sheesh.
Baby making vacation. Nah, just kidding.
So I'm excited about that because we haven't had a vacation.
Ever.
Ever.
Well, we used to have them like
when
at
we
the
first
beginning.
Met. But other than that, it's always squad trips, family trips, you know, nothing crazy. Well, everything crazy, right?
Crazy.
But this time is going to be like, I hope, chill, relax. I don't know. I don't know where Mando's taking me, but I'm going to really try to not know where I'm at until I land.
All right. Like, really try?
I'm going to really try. I swear.
Like, at what point you're going to be like, all right, where are we at? Like, once we get,
once we land, start walking out.
We're going international, so...
Because I'm sure once we get to the airport, it's going to say it big somewhere.
No, madness. That's only in the movies, babe.
Oh, no?
Where have you seen that? Dallas? Welcome to Israel.
Dallas had it. Who else has it?
No, I'm talking about, like, welcome to Guanajuato. You don't see that.
Yeah, you see the Guanajuato signs everywhere.
Yeah, but outside the airport. Miguel Allende. Well, once we get to the aduana and checking in and all that.
Wait, aduana?
Yeah, it's international. Of course. That's why I said your passport. You need your passport.
You say, well, yeah, I'm super excited for that.
I guess we'll figure it out. You know, we'll see. We'll see.
Literally in a few days I leave, in 2 days after you guys.
Because if I blindfold you and cover your ears, they're going to think I'm sequestrandote, you know?
Yeah. No, I'm going to have my headphones on, music full blast, not listening to nobody.
Okay, I'm excited.
Or you literally have to grab me by the hands. And should I take like a big maleta or a little one?
I mean, all you need is bathing suits, so.
La madre, I gotta go buy some.
Bathing? Nah, you don't need bathing. I mean, yeah, you can wear bathing suits, but like, you know, very light clothes. So we could share luggage in that case.
Like beachy?
Beachy, for sure beachy.
Okay.
Damn, I'm giving it away. Nah, there's so many beaches in the world. You have no idea. It could be Hawaii, you know?
Imagine you take me right here to Clearwater Beach.
Can you imagine we take a flight from Orlando back to Tampa? That'd be hilarious. I should have done that. God darn it. But yeah, I'm excited.
I would have known the Tampa airport. I hate you.
Oh, yeah. Last thing. I'm tired of the Cowboys already. I'm already tired of the Cowboys. Week 3, but no pasa nada. I'm actually looking to go to a Cowboys Philadelphia game. To Philadelphia. I'm excited to go eat a Philly cheesesteak for the people in Philly.
But I say, I don't know. That's but a real question.
No, it's a guy's trip. So if you guys are listening, the guys that go for the Cowboys, comment down below. Let me know. Let's all pull up to Philadelphia and show out. November, I think, 5th. I haven't bought any tickets. I haven't done anything. But once I get back from... you thought I was going to say where? Once I get back from where we're going, then I'll start looking into that. But to wrap up this podcast, X-Phobia Night. Tickets are on sale. By the time you listen to this, this podcast releases at 9 a.m. The tickets go on sale at 11 a.m. So I'm pretty sure the tickets are on sale now. Tier 1, they'll be the cheapest tickets that we're going to have. So go check it out. Go purchase your tickets. Go secure them. Go show love because this is our first event, like Lily Bay said.
Ah! I'm excited.
And last question. What are you most excited for Halloween or October in general? Other than X-Phobia, because we know that's what everyone's most excited for.
I was literally about to say that.
But X-Phobia, like, skip that. Act like that's not happening. What are you other?
I like all the Halloween things that I do before Halloween gets here. Mm. The movie night, the brunch with the girls, Halloween vibes, the spooky trails, the hollow scream, the Halloween horror nights, all of that.
Okay.
That's like my mero mole.
So you're a little upset that we won't be here the first weekend of October, right?
It's on a Sunday. It's fine. Okay, but I already had plans. I had a spooky brunch planned, and you made me cancel it.
All right, you guys.
It's going to be worth it.
Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Hopefully, you guys have a beautiful Wednesday, a beautiful Thursday, and a beautiful Friday. Thank you guys for supporting our Instagrams, our YouTubes. You know, we're always grateful for that. We'll definitely see you on episode 57 next week. I don't know if we're going to be shooting here or in the studio, but either way, we'll be here. We don't miss a week. We don't miss. We only miss one, but we were out of town. Pero no pasa nada.
Literally.
Close it out, babe.
But anyways, you guys, that is it for today. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode. That's my alarm.
To go to sleep or what?
Yeah, probably the last episode you'll see here in my big comfy couch. The next one should be in the podcast room, right?
Hopefully.
Hopefully. And yeah, we'll see you guys on the next, I was about to say vlog, on the next podcast.
Let's go. Bye. See ya.